Numbers chapter 8. This is about the sanctifying of the Levites. Speak to Aaron and tell him, when you light the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. Aaron did so. He lit its lamps to light the area in front of the lampstand. This was the workmanship of the lampstand, beaten work of gold. From its base to its flowers, it was beaten work. Well, in Revelation, the lampstand is presented as representing the believers, the churches. And we are burning the oil of the Spirit. And we are therefore made, as it were, from beaten work of gold. Or gold represents faith. Peter talks about the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold which perishes. And it's made of beaten work. In order to actually shine forth the light of the Spirit, we are beaten into shape. That's how it is. Every blow in life is intended to make us into something beautiful that will burn the light of God's Spirit to other people. Then God said, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them. Sprinkle the water of cleansing on them. Let them shave their whole bodies with a razor. Wash their clothes and cleanse themselves. And then they were to offer a sin offering and a burnt offering. I think all that sort of looks ahead to baptism. Because when we are baptized, this is not simply a statement that I now agree with some doctrines that I was taught, or I want to belong to such and such church. It is a preparation of ourselves for service. Because all that's true about the Levites is true of us. So it goes on to say that the Levites, verse 14, shall be mine. They are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel, instead of all who open the womb, even the firstborn of the children of Israel. I've taken the Levites to me, for all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and animal. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified the Levites for myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel. Well, Paul says in Hebrews that we are the church of the firstborns. So then, we as Christians, we are the equivalent of the Levites. And the Levites had no land inheritance, unlike the other tribes. Their focus was to be not on material things, they were just trusting God that he would provide what they needed in terms of food and clothing. Their focus was to be upon teaching God's word, studying God's word, sharing God's word, and encouraging other people to do God's work. And we are all the Levites. It's not that we can say, all this sort of religious stuff, well, I leave that to my priest, my pastor, my pastoral team, or whatever. You are the Levites. We are, Peter says, a royal priesthood. So that should be our focus, a light hold on the material things of this life, and a focus instead on the things of God. So then when they began their service, they were, as it were, babies. They were shaved with a razor, washed their clothes, washed their bodies. This is what happens when you're baptized, that you are dedicating yourself to God's service. You need to be aware of that. Even if you weren't aware of it when you were baptized, now you need to be aware of it, that you have been dedicated to God's service.